How about stinging insects?
Stinging insects?
Yeah.
Well, you have hornets and bumblebees and honeybees.
Okay.
And that's about it, I guess. Well, there's probably spiders and so on, too, but...
Okay. Do you have anything like a wasp?
A wasp?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would be more like a hornet.
Okay. Okay. And the plural of wasp is what? What would, if you had more than one, it would be, how would you pronounce that?
I would say wasps.
Okay. Okay. Any chiggers?
Chiggers not here, no.
Okay. Okay. You're lucky. We have them all over the place back home.
I suppose.
You can't go out of the woods without getting them all over you. It's just
no, they can be a problem, I understand.
Yeah. One other insect I was wondering about. Any have any dragonflies?
Not that I know of.
Okay. It's probably just too dry here, isn't it?
I think so.
Okay. Tell me about birds that people see in this area.
Well, I'm no real authority on birds. You have robins, magpies, and meadowlarks, and wrens. There's a lot of birds in this area, but I can't give you the name.
Okay. Would you have any woodpeckers?
Yeah, there are woodpeckers, too. Okay.
Are there different kinds?
Two different kinds. One they call a flicker and the other one the downy woodpecker.
Excellent. That's what I was wanting to know. Flicker, yeah. How about predatory birds? Birds that kind of hunt small
animals? There are hawks and there's eagles here also.
Okay, excellent. How about one that flies around at night, has big eyes?
Owl?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have them also.
Okay. Are there different, again, are there different kinds or is it different?
There are different kinds, but I'm not familiar with that again.
Okay, that's fine. Are there any snakes in this area?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's your garter snake and then your bull snake and your rattlesnake.
Okay. And any fishing in this area? I noticed there is a stream.
Not close.
Okay. What, I mean, have you done fishing? What?
Well, you have to, like Bear Creek, it has fish.
Okay.
That'd be the closest for this area.
Okay. And what kind of fish do you catch there?
Trout and rainbow and
maybe
some brook trout. That's about it. That's all they have there.
That's probably my favorite fish.
Is that
right? Catch. Oh, yeah. I love to catch trout. This is just a pronunciation. The thing that you a lot of times you'll use to catch a fish, it's live, but you put it on a hook and it wiggles.
Uh-huh.
What's that called?
A fish hook.
Okay, but the thing you put on the fish hook that'll wiggle, it's live.
Oh, bait. You mean a lure?
Okay, but what if it's alive, if it's living? A night crawler is one type of it.
Yeah, they have a night crawler, but... You mean, I can't think of the name now, but I know what you mean.
Okay. I was just wondering if, besides the nightcrawler, if there are other type of worms that you might use for fishing.
Well, nightcrawlers and garden worms, and they're in the same.
Okay. Those are basically the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any, one other animal, it's not a reptile exactly, it's an amphibian, but it hops around, you'll see it near ponds and things like that. F-R-O-G.
You don't mean a rabbit?
No. Would you have anything like a frog in this area?
A frog?
Yes.
No, it's too dry here.
I see.
There used to be.
Okay.
Years ago.
Okay. Because it's dry, would you then have maybe a toad? Would that be something you would have?
Well, that's in the same family. Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered if there was a difference because toads sometimes live away from water. Okay.